Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, one last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I welcome all of you affectionately to this Compassion Tuesday. For those who join us for the first time, let me give you a little briefing before. We have seen in the world's wisdom traditions that compassion is such an important item for any person who wants to make spiritual advancements. We have decided already a few years ago that we would train ourselves in this compassion by declaring the Tuesday, the Compassion Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do a meditation, and in the past, friends had come and joined us and said, why don't you do this on the internet? And then we decided to put this out to all of you and invite you to participate in this, which serves a little bit like a training, really, in compassion. I think we all know it is sometimes quite difficult to feel compassion for another. But strangely, it is even more difficult and more hard to feel compassion for oneself. Now, when you are closing your heart to your own situation, you will not be able to open your heart to the situation of others. There is a reason why people think self-compassion is not valuable. They have an inner critic who is always there criticizing themselves. And when you all of a sudden are requested to move into another modus, that is, have compassion and not criticize yourself, that's something entirely new to you. It is also the trend in our society to try to be strong. It is often thought that someone who is vulnerable and maybe weak is not so attractive. So therefore people try to be a tough cookie inside and think that self-compassion, that's self-indulging, that's what weaklings do. But as I hope to show you, especially in this meditation, self-compassion is the starting point of being able to extend compassion to others. I think you all have been at times at lakes and you have thrown a stone into the lake and seen how from the center where you threw it, concentric circles extended themselves. This is also there if you want to be compassionate. You have to start with something. And why not start with yourself? If you are a person who is not anxious, who is peaceful inside, it's much, much easier to be compassionate to others. Also, you will know what that feels like. It will not be something mechanic, but it will be something deeply felt. I would like to therefore suggest that in this particular session, and maybe in the next session, that we take an inside-out approach in our compassion. We start with self-compassion and then go out in concentric circles to those who are near and dear, those who are neutral parties, and finally even the difficult people. See, self-compassion was also studied, and it has many benefits which I take from a study here. When you learn to be self-compassionate, you reduce this self-criticism which blocks you to move forward. It eats away your confidence. It is said self-compassion lowers stress hormones like cortisol. Huh? It increases self-encouragement and other aspects of resilience. What resilience is the English word actually? What it means is an inner strength to deal with difficulties. For some of you, this might be an issue. It helps to deal with any shortages of caring you may have received from others during your childhood, these inner traumas. So what is self-compassion? First of all, you should, it's important for me to say, it's something different than self-pity, where you sit, say, oh, I'm such a poor person. Oh no, What did I do wrong again? Oh no, and I have this medical issue and it doesn't get healed. Oh no. By self-pity, the German word would be Selbstmitleid, you are going down in a spiral of depression, ultimately. No, self-compassion means something else. It means to access within you a feeling of a warmth, or better even, a feeling of caring for yourself. Maybe some of you know that one of the models which have published and which we have given seminar about a model that helps you to live just a good life in all aspects is the Tree of Life model, where you take care of your spiritual roots, where you take care of your physical well-being, where you take care of your emotional well-being. What we have seen is that people who take the Tree of Life in their life and they have a program where each day they have a good spiritual program for taking care of their roots, and they have exercises and they eat the proper things for their physical well-being, and they are emotionally strong. These type of people can be socially strong. They can take care of others. They are not so selfish and so self-concerned because they feel just strong inside. Self-compassion is strengthening us because it helps us to take care of us so that we are fit to go through life. There is a very interesting saint in my tradition, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Throughout his life, he had to deal with various challenges. I know once he was cursed, and not only he, but his entire family was just going down in their health. His wife was at the brink of death, even. The curse was pronounced by a very powerful mystic yogi, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's health declined. He was attacked during his lifetime in various occasions, and he had not he was a pioneer of spreading spiritual life, and all pioneers are having a difficult time. So he wrote something that impacted me very much, that takes care of self-compassion. He wrote down for what he would like to develop love. And in the end he said, let me also love myself, because I'm inclined towards the worship of God. When I take care of myself, I will attain a devotion to him. In other words, take care of yourself, not out of selfishness, but so that you are able to reach the purpose of life, which should include your spiritual side, devotion, and should include taking care of others. Very, very important. It's not self-indulgence. True self-compassion helps us to rise and go beyond egoistic concerns. I would like to now guide you in a little meditation where I will go through four steps. First of all, I will have you to become aware of your own burden, of your own difficulties. Then I will help you to connect with a feeling of self-care and support. And then I will try to help you anchor this. And I can guarantee you, if you have nicely taken care of your mind and your body with it, in a true sense of self-compassion, you will be so strong, and it will be very easy to do what we try to do on Compassion Tuesday, that is, give good wishes that come really from the core of the heart, not mechanical, to others. It will help you to all of a sudden enter fantastic relationships, even in these troubled times where people are going through many anxieties and where they are where there's bound to be more personal difficulties. You will be able to help people with a true sense of compassion. Good. Are you ready to meditate? I request you to sit down. Most of you are sitting down already. I should say, sit comfortably. You should find a nice position in your chair, or if you sit on the floor, maybe you want to just move a little bit. And it's not always good to open the chest. That helps you to breathe more and get that oxygen into the body. And then when we are ready, let us center ourselves. It's a simple exercise to help us arrive in the present moment. First of all, let us relax our lower body. Start with your toes. You might like to wiggle them a little bit to just find out that you have toes. Relax. Move up to your knees. And then your waist. Relax. Relax your upper body from the waist up. Your spine. Your upper back. Relax. Your abdomen. Relax. Your chest. Relax. Both shoulders and arms. Relax. Palms, relax. When you're ready, move your attention to your neck. The back of your head, the top of your head. Relax. Your forehead. Relax. your eyes, relax, your jaw, relax, and your tongue. Relax. The whole lower body is relaxed. Your upper body is relaxed. And your head. Very relaxed. Now just watch your breathing. Become aware of your inhale and whenever you exhale, be aware that you are exhaling. Stay with your breath when it goes in and stay with your breath when it goes out. Relax your breathing. No effort. Just observe. Now bring the mind to a sense of your own difficulty. You're just observing the difficulty, not going into it too much. You're watching it as you would watch someone's difficulty. Are you having some physical pain? Are you going through some emotional suffering? Like a hurt, an anxiety, some stress? Sometimes it helps to know that other people are also anxious, suffering. Other people are too experiencing physical pain or have loss. It is part of the human experience. Part of our times also. Now imagine you are with someone who cares for you. A friend, perhaps a child. Perhaps God, you deeply matter to this person. Let the feelings of their care support and encouragement rise to your consciousness. You can feel that they like you, that they wish you all the best. Amplify these feelings by sending them also to yourself. Just like you would do if you would see a child suffering. Be kind and warm-hearted to yourself. Give comfort to yourself. Know that you are loved. Accept this love and give it even to yourself. As you do this, sense what is going on now inside of you. Can you feel the calm, the soothing release? The ease and lightness? Let the sensations of giving yourself compassion and comfort sink in. And finally, think of people who need compassion, other people who require care and support, others who require compassion. Think of these people and send them your well wishes.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Concentric circle, those who are near and dear to you. Then move out, the people who you know must be suffering. Maybe they have lost a near and dear one. Then from there move out to everyone. This will be very, very good. But first connect with yourself. Do a little archaeology if it is necessary. And now let us sing. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare.
I received today a phone call of a very good friend of mine who was telling me how he talked to his mother-in-law. She was a chain smoker, and he said to her, "Please discontinue your smoking." She said, "That's not your business. It's my life." And he said, "No." Move from the I to the we. We want you. We need you. We are interested in you. That you are well. That you don't die of lung cancer. And my friend told me that his mother-in-law made a paradigmic shift, and she could understand that self-care is important, even in the context of humanity, of family, of near and dear ones, and of the purpose of the human form of life, to grow in our relationship to the Supreme. Self-compassion or compassion is sour sweet preparation. The sour part is to deal with suffering. But the sweet part is to deal with caring. One of my favorite preparations is plum chutney. It's a preparation made from plums. It's so sour, but also so sweet. And it is good for health and digestion. Compassion is for me like that plum chutney. You have to deal with the suffering, your own burden which you carry, the burden of others. But then comes the overriding sweetness to take care of them, to wish them well, and to feel and experience how your own heart becomes a big heart. It expands. We have this Compassion Tuesday every Tuesday. If you like to train a little bit more, please join us. Tell your friends. Compassion should spread like anything, and it will help mankind to heal. All the best.